The Sikh is from Shabbos Parshas B'Shalach, Tav Shem and Vav. The Rebbe said in the Sikh that the Jewish people want to have the Geula immediately. Or the Pashtus, and simply speaking, they want to have the Geula in this Shabbos when the Rebbe is speaking the Sikh. Why do they want the Geula in this Shabbos itself? Or in Ba'idin is doch nitok ein Oplegen, because by a Jew doesn't postpone. Eden to an Ausbis it is. The Jews do everything with alacrity. Kimavur be Geras HaKadosh, as it's explained in the Geras HaKadosh, Simen Chof Aleph, as Yizusi Davram Avin Olav HaShalem, Hi HaYimedis La'ad Lono L'Vanenu Ad Eilam Chum. That it is the haste, the alacrity of Avram Avinu, which is standing by us, for our children, eternally. Comes again a Balnigla and Frech Shavis. Comes a Balnigla, and he has questions. How can you say that we're going to go out of Golos on the day of Shabbos? What's going to happen to the handkerchief? You're not allowed to carry a handkerchief on Shabbos. So the response to him is, Lost the fachayla in Golos. Leave over your handkerchief in Golos. Ungei alein hares from Golos. And you yourself go out of Golos without the handkerchief. Tainiter, so he complains, says the zayin for chayla. This handkerchief belongs to him. When tzaddikim choviv aleim emeinim chulu, afil hashav apruta. And by tzaddikim, their objects, their belongings, are dear to them, even something which is worth a pruta. When the chayla is worth merivishav apruta, and his handkerchief is worth more than a pruta. Especially if it's a red handkerchief, so it's worth even more. So he counters, how can you tell him to leave over the handkerchief in Golos? Zotmanim, so the response to him is, Bin de fachayla arumdim halts, kemini gisrol, and tansarais from Golos. Tie the handkerchief around your neck, as is the Jewish custom, that a handkerchief you tie around your neck in order to take it, so that's not called carrying, and dance out of Golos, jump out of Golos. So the Baal Nigla, Tainas, so he counters, he argues, we can then is to be a Shabbos Arizgim from Golos, and David of Baal Machan Abdol, how can he now go out of Golos? On Shabbos, he has to make Abdullah. Und noch Abdullah, hotte doch Hashtele, und da fielen am Mischer, und redden auf dem Telefon, wegen der Alinionen, was mit Torwegen sehen, nicht redden bei Shabbos. And after Abdullah, he has a business, he has to get on the phone, he has to take care of all his issues, things which you're not allowed to speak about him on Shabbos. Zot menim, hostach ha-nefesh alakis, ha-chelek alakam imal mamash. You have a godly soul, which is part of godliness from above. Vazdos is dein nikir. This is your primary thing. Und die nesham is kemul in golos nidgiganyin. This neshama that never went into Golos. Unkeiner is efir nitken balabos. And no one is a master over her, over the neshama. Is tfolga mol dein nefesh alakis. So, for once, listen to your godly soul. Und dein nefesh alakis vil aduzol shena reizgim from Golos. And your nefesh alakis, your godly soul, wants that you should already go out of Golos. Ay de host eich ha-melech zokim v'ksil. As for the foolish king, which you also have, which is referring to the Yetzer Hara, Vazogdir as dein Shteli is dein, und dein Mischa is der Iker, and your Nefesh Habahamis, your Yetzer Hara, the foolish king within you, tells you that your business and your position, that is your main issue. It's the den darste Alaman, beweisen as the typisch Vazokim Vixil, is of dir Shalit. So you have to demonstrate to everyone that this foolish king is the one who controls you. Apop became, nevertheless, Vilmen dat geligen in elam haza achumri. This individual wants to be obsessed with this physical world. Im is nid genug elam haza agashmi. The material aspect of this world is not enough. Edav dat gehob elam haza achumri, he has to be obsessed with the corporeal aspect of this world. Und machum for chumri is gashmis. He wants to take chumris, something which is corporeal, and make from that something physical, meaning that it's more refined. It's a little higher. But even so, is al kaponim shtemni den nefesh alakis, then chedek alakamim al mamash. Even if you want to get involved in the physical, in the corporeal, but nevertheless, don't stand in the way of your godly soul. The soul which is part of God. Vivul ashir pater and sight, if the nefesh abahamts, how much time do you have to waste on your animal soul? Maybe you'll pay attention for once also to your nefesh alikis, to your godly soul. And although that, as the Friedrich Rebbe said, that not with our will we went into Golos, and not with our will we go out of Golos, is das nur benegeyet zerotzin. This only refers to our will. But a Jew has to cry out that he wants to go out of Golos. He has to cry out at Masai, he has to cry out Daloi Golos, and then to Golos. That has nothing to do with the Ratzin. That the Ratzin bringing it about, causing it. And at the same time we have to know, with the Bal Hailullah hat Mamshach given, as the Friedrich Rebbe continued, as Afal Pi, was nicht mit unseren Rotten seine mir gegangen in Golos, und nicht mit unseren Rotten wollen wir auch rausgehen von Golos, ist aber die Neshama came on in Golos nicht gegangen. At the same time, when the Friedrich Rebbe said, that not with our will we went into Golos, and not with our will we go out of Golos, he also said then that the Neshama never went into Golos. Being that he never went into Golos, because of this, he has the power to transcend the Golos. He doesn't have to think about his position or similar things. But his only thought, his only want, his only yearning is, he wants to go out of Golos. And where a person's thoughts are, that's where the person is. Zusammen mit seinem Tisch und seinem Benkel und all seinen Unionen gefunden sich mit Mokim Machshavti. He, with all his possessions, his table, his chair, and all other things of his, are all where his thoughts are. Afile dos is nimal lei. Even when it's above him, ki idua, as from the Pasuk, as it's well known that in Chassidus, where is the proof from the Pasuk that a person is where his machshava is? From the Pasuk, Srafim emdi mimalei, that the Srafim are standing from above him. As afa pi was the mokim is mimalei from dagas Srafim, that although that the place is higher than the level, than the darga of the Srafim, of the mitzad machshavtam v'tshikosam, but because of their thoughts, because of their yearning, to shtein darten, that they want to be in a higher place, and as they bepeil emni mimale, so they are actually in that higher place where they are yearning to be. So a person wanting the geula, thinking about the geula, places himself into the geula. But on this comes the mitatayin. But to this argument, he comes with a protest. Asidaf yema Shabbos. Thus, ein etzeve. An yema Shabbos, there is no sadness. Umidav demot shtein be'enig besimchan. Then you have to stand in joy. Everything should be pleasant. Yivos kumf me mitzay zayin nidin azig yifin zich in golos. So why do you have to come to bother Jews that they are in Golos, and that they have to cry out Ad Masai, Abifrat, as do alein hazdach gimont, as is to be miyuchas on Mishteh Mishim Chagdeil, especially when you yourself have demanded that we have to now stand with great joy, we have to be very happy now. So he questions, how can you have a discussion and demand that we should ask for Mashiach for the Geula? It's Shabbos. In Shabbos we have to enjoy ourselves. We have to be happy, b'simcha, b'enik, So why discuss things which can pain a person? Zatmanimas is the constituent. The answer to this is that this is not a contradiction. Go around and cry out with a tumult, with a commotion, and do it with joy and with a happy heart that you want to have the Geula. As the Rambam paskens, as hasimcha sheyisma fa'adam mekiyim hamitzvus avedik deilehi, that the joy that a person has in the performance of mitzvahs is a very great aveda. It's a discipline, and it's a great aveda. V'meila paskin the Rambam. So therefore, the Rambam is telling us, heretzich ein eden. Listen here, Jews. Geit arum ashay besimcha gdeila at the Rebbeisher daf shein arisnam in eden from Golus. Go around with joy, with great joy, and cry out that the Eibishter, that Hashem, has to right away take Jews out of the Golus. So the Baal Nigla, who's asking these questions, they have another question, another difficulty that they have to overcome. As meaning of Hashem be yedein, and hot nidgizen, as I'm zedus l'shrayim the medafor eshgim from Golus. That he has the tradition, the customs of his forefathers, and he didn't see that his grandfather should cry out that he wants to come out of Golus. So he wants to be like his grandfather. He wants to be like his forefathers. If in past generations they didn't cry out that they wanted the Geula, what's the issue now that a person has to cry out for the Geula? So the Rebbe responds, Dein Zeide Hatabri came paper, Eich came on Nidgelein. Your grandfather did not read a newspaper. And the Shabbos by your grandfather was a day of rest. It was a holy day, a day when there was no sadness. He did not speak about those things that you're not allowed to speak about on Shabbos. So how can you compare yourself to your grandfather? When it comes to other matters, you're not following the footsteps of your forefathers, of your grandfather. So why are you comparing yourself to your grandfather when it comes to the issue of Mashiach? Well, Bechlal, what's it done to Zayda? How does your grandfather come into this picture? We are presently in Golos. On Shchinta Begalusa. And the Shchinta is in Golos. On Allah Malachim, on Allah Eden, Gifin is in Golos. And all the angels and all Jews are in Golos. When the Riker, Adam Karavetz Alatzman, and the main thing, the Gemara says that a person is closest to himself. Duma Lengifinsach in Golos. You yourself are in Golos. V'meile darstad al zichr vel narezgif in Golos. So therefore, you have to want to go out of Golos. T'nachbet memir anay shayb noch Havdalah. Then after Havdalah, the Rebbe says, people are going to write to him. That he should know that people have a physical body, and you have to watch your health, and you have to eat and drink and sleep and not make any fasts. Over here all these things don't apply. The Iker is gate out of from Golos. All these arguments are irrelevant. The main thing is go out of Golos. I the host kashas. As for the questions that you have, lost the kashas in Golos, and gay alena raised from Golos. Leave the questions behind in Golos, and you yourself go out of Golos. Just meet them in the kashas, gesundet heit. You want to take along the questions? Fine. Gay raised from Golos, zame me the kashas. Go out of Golos together with the questions. Betish be yitaris, kushas rabbis. That Eliyahu Novi is going to answer all questions that remain. But these questions, whether you do take them along, whether you don't take them along, they should not confuse you, and they should not hold you back, they shouldn't be an impediment from going out of Golos. That it's Shabbos, it's a day of rest, a day which has to be a pleasant day. Why you have to get angry? Especially when you get upset, so this disturbs your eating, your drinking, your health is ka'amur. Since they talk inside of the Alayin Yonim, there is no time for all of these things. You have to go out of Golos. Und das ist die einzige Machshava v'ratzen. And this has to be the only thought and the only want, the only yearning of a person. As was mentioned before, in the place where a person's thoughts are, that's where the person is. V'hiratzen, it should be the will of Hashem. As Ali Eden zon shenarezgin from Golos, that all Jews should already go out of Golos, b'nareinu, b'skenenu, b'baneinu, b'bneseinu, our young and our old, our sons, our daughters, eich the Eden was home kashis, also those Jews that have questions, und was willen stecken und steigen dafgen in Golos, and they want to remain, and they want to grow, only in Golos, they should also go out of Golos. Warum der vehi b'shalach pari yishen da, because when the pari is sending out the Jews from Mitzrayim, we already have. Mitpari is meshin fartik. We are already finished with pari. Mitzat pari is halkorchom shal Yisrael yigar shem me'artzei. And as far as pari is concerned, he forced the Jews to go out of, he chased the Jews out of Mitzrayim. The einzig gemini is mitzat hidden. What is the problem? The problem is with the Jews. Zei darf von nor zulek and zei rez bektana. They only have to put their small finger to the gula. Mitahir hur echot shal tshuva. And with one thought of tshuva, vert men atzadi gomor. One becomes a complete tzaddik, unazeich b'tzaddikim, and also by tzaddikim is la'asov tzaddikai b'tiyufta. Then by tzaddikim, Mashiach is going to bring back tzaddikim to tshuva, umigeit Allah arus and golus b'simcha v'tuvah. And everyone goes out of golus with joy and with a glad heart.